USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need to be a report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. A Florida jury returns a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Fred Gutenberg's 14-year-old daughter was killed during the attack. Gutenberg says the expected sentence stuns him.
He is going to go to prison, and he will die in prison. And I will be waiting to read the news on that.
The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that the victim impact statements be taken into account. Netflix is set to charge $6.99 a month for its new ad-supported plan. The ads will be 15 or 30 seconds long and will play before and during the streaming giant's content. The new plan launches on November 3rd. Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply higher despite more proof that inflation is rising. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 827 points to close Thursday at 3038. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Flags are being lowered in Connecticut for two police officers who were killed and a third who was seriously injured while responding to a domestic violence call overnight. Governor Ned Lamont has released a statement saying the two officers died in the line of duty and ordered all U.S. and state flags in Connecticut to be lowered to half staff. In August, the Biden administration announced that eligible American students will be able to apply for thousands of dollars in student loan forgiveness. Many Republicans oppose the idea, stating that they believe taxpayers will be on the hook. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he doesn't think the administration should have the power to make that decision.
It's just a frivolous campaign promise that he's trying to fulfill to his far left.
The UN General Assembly voted on Wednesday to condemn Russia's attempt to annex four regions of Ukraine. 143 countries supported the condemnation resolution. It calls on the international community not to recognize any of Russia's annexation claims and demands the immediate reversal of the moves. ESPN NFL analyst Troy Aikman says he regrets making a remark that some critics deem to be sexist. Aikman, during Monday night's football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Las Vegas Raiders, suggested the league take the dresses off when it comes to roughing penalties. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.